What does it mean that God loves us unconditionally? It means that as we are, God loves us. There is no condition we can get ourselves into that would disqualify us from God's mercy. There is no hole so deep which God cannot meet you, no sin so serious which could stifle His mercy, no heart so hard, no mind so closed, no will so stubborn which God would refuse His tenderness and His love. God loves us unconditionally, but this should not be confused with unconditional salvation. We can't do whatever we want and think there'll be no consequences because, well, God loves me unconditionally. Yes, God loves us as we are, but He loves us too much to leave us this way. We need to ask God's forgiveness. We need to change. We need to amend our lives, but not in the way that we feel is fitting, but in the way God has revealed necessary. Now hear that. We need to respond to God not in the way we feel is fitting, but in the way God has revealed necessary for salvation. So how has it been revealed the grace of salvation comes to us? Well, let's talk about three ways. Number one, by placing our trust in Jesus and being baptized. Jesus said in Mark 16:16, "He who believes and is baptized will be saved." Through baptism, all our sin, original and personal, is forgiven. Baptism is necessary for salvation. Number two, through the sacrament of reconciliation. Just because we've made a decision to trust Jesus and have been baptized doesn't guarantee heaven for us. If we have been baptized but have drifted from God in a serious way, then Jesus gives us a remedy in John 20. Jesus here breathes on the apostles and says, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them." Now, if Jesus gives authority to forgive sin, it must be necessary then to confess sin, or Jesus would have not given the authority to forgive it. Put yourself in the place of the apostles. You've just been told to go forth like Jesus with the authority to forgive sin. How can you exercise or use the authority to forgive unless you know what you're forgiving? And how can you know what you're forgiving unless you heard it confessed? When Jesus gave the apostles authority to forgive sin, it implied they would hear it confessed. We see further evidence of the importance of confessing sin in James chapter 5, verse 16. It says, "Therefore, confess your sin to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The prayer of the righteous is powerful and effective." So God has revealed the sacrament of reconciliation necessary for working out our salvation. Number three, obedience to what God has commanded of us. We can't live our life in the way that we feel is right. We must live in accordance to what has been revealed as right. Jesus said, "If you love me, you will keep my commandments." He didn't say, "If you love me, you will make up your own commandments and follow them." So we look to the church Jesus established, the Catholic Church, to teach us Jesus's commandments so that we could keep them. Now, does God love us unconditionally? The answer is yes. But does that mean God offers us unconditional salvation? Well, the answer is no. He has revealed that baptism, confession of serious sin, and obedience to His commandments, which are subsisting fully in the Catholic Church, are necessary to cooperate with the grace of salvation. Hey guys, did you like this episode of Catholic Minute? If you did, I invite you to do three things. Number one, subscribe to Catholic Minute for free by going to my website, catholicspeaker.com. You'll also gain access to free stuff and other great offers, all of this dedicated to helping you become who God has created you to be. Number two, like and share this video. Number three, consider bringing me to speak at your next parish mission or faith event. I'd love to serve you. Thank you for watching, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Catholic Minute.